Hello and Happy New Year to you and your family. Welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 69, recorded for January 2014. En el nivel básico, practicamos los superlativos y tenemos algunas definiciones de palabras. En el nivel intermedio, estudiamos el can, could y be able to. Y tenemos algunas palabras que a veces se confunden en inglés. We practice give, do and make at advanced level. And also we help you with what to say in English in certain social situations. There's also business English vocabulary, as usual, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en vuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ve la transcripción de este podcast o lee los anteriores, ve a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Ok, vamos a empezar con el nivel básico y los superlativos. Se usan los superlativos para indicar un extremo en un grupo de cosas. Por ejemplo, Maria is the prettiest girl in the class. María es la chica más guapa de la clase. Generalmente formamos el superlativo añadiendo el sufijo est al adjetivo. Big, biggest. Small, smallest. Nice, nicest, etc. Si una palabra termina con una consonante y luego Y, cambiamos la Y a I-E-S-T. Por ejemplo, pretty, prettiest. Easy, easiest. Pretty termina en Y, prettiest, I-E-S-T. Easy termina en Y, easiest. Ok. Si la palabra es de dos sílabas o más, es decir, una palabra larga, usamos la palabra most en lugar de est. For example, por ejemplo, expensive, superlativo, the most expensive. Or difficult, the most difficult. Ok. Como siempre, existen los irregulares, superlativos irregulares. Good, the best. Bad, the worst. Far, lejos, the farthest, lo más lejos. Nota que también usamos el artículo the con los superlativos. The best, the most expensive, the prettiest. Ok, escucha y repite algunos ejemplos conmigo. This is the best television program. The best television program. This is the best. This is the best television program. She's the most beautiful girl in the world. In the world. Girl in the world. Most beautiful. Most beautiful girl in the world. She's the most beautiful girl in the world. Who's the tallest person in your family? In your family. Tallest person. The tallest person. Who's the tallest person? Who's the tallest person in your family? What's the most difficult? What's the most difficult thing? What's the most difficult thing about learning English? Learning English. About learning English. What's the most difficult thing? What's the most difficult thing about learning English? What's the longest river in your country? In your country. Longest river. The longest river. What's the longest river? What's the longest river in your country? The most generous. Más generoso. The most generous. Repite. The most generous. Who's the most generous? Who's the most generous person you know? Who's the most generous person you know? The most popular. Who's the most popular? Who's the most popular footballer? Who's the most popular footballer in your country? Repite. Who's the most popular footballer in your country? What's the furthest? Lo más lejos. What's the furthest? What's the furthest you have traveled by plane? What's the furthest you have traveled by plane? Very good. Muy bien. Seguimos con el vocabulario. A ver si recuerdas las palabras que hemos enseñado este mes en el cuaderno mensual. Voy a decir una descripción y tú tienes que decir la palabra antes de que la diga yo. Luego, repítela conmigo para practicar la pronunciación. You pay to park your car here. ¿Qué es? You pay, te pagas. You pay to park your car here in this place. What is it? It's a car park. Aparcamiento. Car park in British English. Parking lot in American English. Repite. Car park. Car park. Where's the car park? Parking lot. Parking lot. On a restaurant menu, you have ice cream, fruit, chocolate cake, etc. All of these are what in a restaurant? On a menu. Ice cream, fruit, chocolate cake, fruit cake. All of these are desserts. Dessert. Where can you buy medicine? Medicinas. Where can you buy medicine? What's the name of the place where you buy medicine? It's a chemist. A chemist. Or a pharmacy. Pharmacy. In American English, drugstore. Repite. Chemist. Chemist. Pharmacy. Drugstore. Cuidado porque se deletrea Chemist, pero no se dice chemist, se dice chemist. Chemist. Siguiente. People usually put milk, eggs, fresh food, cold drinks. Where? Where do you put in your house? Where do you put milk, eggs, fresh food, yogurt in the fridge? Repite. Fridge. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are the three what of the day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are all meals. Meals. And finally, what do you use to take photos? What do you use to take photos? Well, you use a camera. Repite. Camera. Dos sílabas. Camera. Or a mobile phone. Repite. Mobile phone. Y nota que he dicho take photos. You take photos with a camera. Okay, good. Now, moving on to the intermediate section. And in this month's Cuaderno, we looked at the grammar of can, could, and be able to. We speak about the use of can and could in episode 7 of our podcast, Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. And you can find this podcast on iTunes and at mencioningles.libsyn.com. Mencioningles.libsyn.com. In this podcast, Reza explains when we can use can and could for ability and requests and offers. And we give examples. But we don't speak about be able to. Now, be able to is used to speak about ability also. También se usa para hablar de la habilidad. And we can use it to speak about ability in the present, in the past, and in the future. For example, you can't say, "Will you can meet me tomorrow?" But you can say, "Will you be able to meet me tomorrow?" Will you be able to meet me tomorrow? Listen to some examples of be able to. My wife and I both lost our jobs, so we haven't been able to have a holiday this year. Would you like to be able to retire before you're 55? Or do you think you'd get bored? I've tried all the shops in the city, but I haven't been able to find a bicycle that I really like. In spite of ordering far too much food, my mother-in-law was able to finish all of it and ask for a dessert. We're fully booked this weekend, but we will be able to come round for dinner the weekend after. Pepito loves being able to go on holiday whenever he feels like it. Now listen and repeat. I haven't been able to do it. I haven't been able to do it. Will you be able to come? Will you be able to come? I was able to finish all of it. I was able to finish all of it. Yes, we'll be able to go tomorrow. Yes, we'll be able to go tomorrow. I love being able to understand English. I love being able to understand English. Moving on to some vocabulary and confusing words. The words we are going to practice this podcast are protested, complained, accused, sentenced, blamed, and arrested. Notice the prepositions that go together with some of these words. For example, Pepito was accused of stealing candles from the church. Accused of. Repeat. To be accused of. He was accused of stealing. Remember, after a preposition, a verb is in the gerund. Accused of stealing. They blamed David for losing the football match. Blame someone for doing something. Listen, they blamed David for losing the match. They blamed him for losing the match. Repeat. They blamed him. They blamed him for losing the match. They blamed him for losing the match. The demonstrators protested against globalization. Protested against. To protest against something. Repeat. They protested against. They protested against globalization. Pepito was arrested for fighting in the street. He was arrested for fighting. Arrested for doing something. Repeat. He was arrested for fighting. He was arrested for stealing. He was arrested for driving too fast. He was arrested for speeding. Danny complained about the service. To complain about something. Repeat. He complained about the service. He complained about the terrible service.
Bueno, ahora viene el anuncio, pero no te vas. Quédate conmigo. Siempre me ha gustado esta idea de aprender inglés con video. Y por eso recomendamos ABBA English. ABBA English. Los videos de ABBA English son muy profesionales y están muy bien hechos. Además de las 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en video, también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel. Y tienen 6 niveles distintos. Y también puedes realizar todas las secciones de esta unidad para probar su metodología única de aprendizaje. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas con subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés, pero también actúas en estas películas y es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay actuando en el diálogo del cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes son situaciones de la vida real y son la base de cada unidad de curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abbaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis, sin coste, y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar, tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo pienso que si una empresa ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y la empresa cree en sus productos. Regístrate hoy y aprende inglés gratis con vídeo en casa y a tu ritmo. abaenglish.com. Pruébalo. No tienes nada de perder. Moving on, and in the advanced section this month, we looked at some collocations with the verbs give, do, and make. And the first collocation we had was to make a phone call. I'll meet you in the cafe. I've just got to make a quick phone call before I leave the office. To make a phone call. You can make a call, make a phone call, and give someone a ring. To give someone a ring or give someone a bell, which is a little more informal. To give someone a bell. Give me a bell next week. Give me a bell in the morning. British English, another expression, give someone a tinkle. T-I-N-K-L-E. Give me a tinkle. Es el sonido del timbre. Tinkle. Give me a tinkle. Phone me. Phone me. Call me. Text me. I'll call you. I'll phone you. The next expression was to do your best. Hace lo que puedes. Do your best. Despite doing her best, I'm afraid Julia just doesn't have what it takes to be part of our team. She does her best. She sat through the entire meeting without making a single suggestion. Another collocation, to make a suggestion. Repeat, do your best. She does her best. You must do your best. Can I make a suggestion? Can I suggest we do it this way? Can I make a suggestion? Why don't we do it this way? If you're not totally satisfied with our product, we'll give you a full refund. To give someone a refund. Refund is a noun in this example. It's also a verb. You can refund someone's money. The stress changes. Refund, the verb, stress on the second syllable. Give someone a refund, the stress is on the first syllable. Repeat. Refund your money. Can you refund my money? Can you give me a refund? Yes, we'll give you a full refund. We'll refund your money. Would you mind giving me a refund? The next expression, Pepito made a wonderful speech at his wedding last weekend. To make a speech. Hacer un discurso. Repeat, to make a speech. He made a wonderful speech. Do you like making speeches? I hate making speeches. I hate speaking in public. I really don't like making a speech. After graduating, I spent a year doing research. This can be a problem for Spanish speakers because of the confusion of do and make. Many Spanish speakers say making research. No, doing research. I did research in Buenos Aires. The verb, of course, is to research, investigar. And research, investigación, to do research. The next expression, to give someone details of something. If you'd be so kind as to give me the details, I'll make sure the message gets passed on to the director. Give me the details. You can give details and you can take details. Can I take the details, please? Would you mind giving me the details? Just let me take the details from you. Another collocation with make, to make changes. The example was, our boss has been making quite a few changes in the way the company is run. So you can make changes. I'm going to make a few changes around here. To change something, to make a change. The next expression, it wouldn't do you any harm to get out in the fresh air once in a while. To do harm, hacer daño. But if it doesn't do you harm, it's really probably good for you. It wouldn't do you any harm. Repeat. It wouldn't do you any harm. Or it won't do you any harm. It won't do you any harm to go out for some fresh air. It won't do you any harm to do some exercise. It won't do you any harm to go for a walk. The next expression, to give the impression. I was convinced you wouldn't want to see me again because the last time we met, you gave me the impression that you didn't like me very much. To give the impression, dar la impresión. You can also get the impression. I got the impression that she didn't like me very much. You can also have an impression. What impression do you have of him? What do you think about him? Of course, it's very important to make an impression in a job interview. Make a good impression. And finally, to give someone a chance. I don't think we should fire her yet. Let's give her one last chance to show us what she's capable of. Give someone a chance. Give me a chance. Just give me one more chance. Also in the advanced section this month, we practice some things that you can say in certain situations in English. These expressions are not always taught in course books and in the classroom, and sometimes even advanced students get caught out and tongue-tied, sin saber qué decir, in some social situations in English. I know this happens to me in Spanish sometimes. Listen to these examples. Did you know that your son and my daughter travelled around India together when they were teenagers? Fancy that. Repeat. Fancy that. My daughter is a famous musician. Fancy that. Repeat. Fancy that. She plays in the national orchestra. Really? Fancy that. Repeat. Really? Fancy that. Yes, she's travelled all over the world. Fancy that. She earns thousands of euros a month. Does she? Fancy that. Repeat. Does she? Fancy that. Listen. My boss wouldn't let me take any more days off this year. I've already had my holiday allowance and 16 sick days. I'm not surprised. Repeat. I'm not surprised. Valencia football team lost again. I'm not surprised. Repeat. I'm not surprised. Pepito can't find a job. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Repeat. I'm not surprised. It's 2 p.m. and Joanna is still in bed sleeping. I'm not surprised. Repeat. I'm not surprised. Listen. I think it's going to rain, isn't it? Looks like it. Repeat. Looks like it. I think this financial crisis will continue for another year or two at least. Looks like it. Repeat. Looks like it. We need to go shopping in the morning to get some food. Yeah, looks like it. Yeah, looks like it. Pepito will probably fail his exams again. Looks like it. Looks like it. Listen. I don't believe you've eaten that last slice of pizza. I was counting on that for my dinner. How was I to know? Repeat. How was I to know? Why did you change the channel on the TV? I was watching that. How was I to know? Repeat. How was I to know? You shouldn't have taken the car. I needed to use it. How was I to know? Repeat. How was I to know? That chocolate cake was supposed to be for your brother's birthday. How was I to know? Repeat. How was I to know? Listen. There's a bus and train strike today, but I've asked my dad to pick us up after the concert. Just as well. Repeat. Just as well. It's raining outside, but don't worry, I've brought an umbrella. Just as well. Repeat. Just as well. Our flight has been cancelled, but they're going to put us on the next available flight to Madrid. Just as well, I've got work tomorrow. Repeat. Just as well, I've got work tomorrow. The hotel's fully booked, but there's another hotel around the corner and they have a room for us. Just as well. Repeat. Just as well. Listen. If you don't want to come to Paris with me, I'll just have to find someone who does. Suit yourself. Repeat. Suit yourself. If you're going to be in a bad mood all night, I'm going to the pub for a beer. Suit yourself. Repeat. Suit yourself. I can't put up with your mother over Christmas. If she stays here, I'm moving out. Suit yourself. Repeat. Suit yourself. I don't like this food you've cooked. I think I'll make myself a sandwich. Suit yourself. Repeat. Suit yourself. In the business English section this month, we looked at some more business English vocabulary. For example, the expression to go bankrupt. Quedar en bancarrota. It's an expression we hear too often these days, unfortunately. Repeat. Bankrupt. To go bankrupt. They went bankrupt. The company went bankrupt last year. Did they go bankrupt? The verb to boost can mean levantar, for example, to boost sales. Repeat, to boost sales. And boost can also be a noun. There has been a boost in sales. Un empujón, aumento. A boost in sales. I think we've studied the phrasal verb to take on before in the context of business. Do you remember the meaning of to take on in Spanish? Or can you think of another verb in English for to take on? To take on staff, for example? To employ. Contratar. The company has taken on 15 new employees this month. They've taken on more employees. We need to take on another software designer. Has your company taken on any new staff recently? Wonderful. Well done. Well, we've reached the end of this podcast, unfortunately, but we will, of course, be back next month with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mencioningles.com and, of course, on iTunes. And don't forget to check out, mirar, echar un vistazo, check out our new podcast called Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, en los que hablo con mi amigo Reza sobre el vocabulario, la gramática y la pronunciación de inglés. Puedes encontrarlo también en iTunes. Si te gustan nuestros podcasts, puedes ayudarnos con una corta reseña en iTunes, contribuyendo así a que más personas pueden conocernos y escucharnos. Gracias a todos los que ya han escrito algún comentario. Thank you to all of you who are writing reviews for us. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the wonderful community of La Mención del Inglés. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés, where you can ask questions, make comments, and do exercises and practice your listening. Or you can send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter, where we tweet useful links to improve your English, English slang, vocabulary, quotations, and much more. Our Twitter name is MencionTweet. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.